7. In case you just missed it here over the last couple of newscasts, the flood warnings that we've had since Saturday for the Cottonwood at Emporia, the Neosho at Neosho Rapids, those have been pulled because both river gauges are now back within their banks. Wednesday will have sunshine and 71. Thursday, sunny with a high of 62.
Yesterday, we topped at 64. Overnight low down to 46. Right now, it is sunny and 47 here. KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:25.
It's all about your health, your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
We might have to change that intro. We've been sprinkled with common sense. No, it's doused with common sense. No sprinkling. That's it. Dr. Jen, how you doing?
Doing great.
Always good to see you. Welcome.
Yeah. Mid-February already, but it doesn't even really feel like it.
It doesn't right now, does it? It
feels more like March.
Yeah, 70s here as we, you're right, halfway through the month of February and enjoying some very, very mild temperatures. That is for sure. How are things going?
Going great. Everything on campus is buzzing, and the new nursing building, and just baseball and softball and, you know, all the sports. And so it's a great environment.
So things going good in the health and human performance department there?
Yeah. Majors are doing great. Looking forward to the Teddy Bear Clinic coming up in April.
Okay.
So we've been talking about that a little bit. And so, just it's a little weird for me not having laps for Landon. I'm like,
I know.
What is all this free time I have? So, but
yeah, you were in go time mode, you know, in years past.
Yep, from the time classes started. So it's definitely been a different type of semester for me, but no, classes are going great. Students are great. Just love it.
All right. And let's see. And, you know, this is Heart Month, and we're coming off Valentine's Day. This is kind of a red month, isn't it?
It is. So when I was trying to, what should we talk about? You know, what should our topic be? And I know we've talked about cherry juice before specifically, just because, it's been a good 10 to 15 years ago. All the research came out how it helps with pain and it helps with sleep. And a lot of times those are connected for people. They don't sleep well because they are hurting, sore. And so we've known for a long time how healthy cherries are. And again, that specifically, they did the studies with cherry juice. But it is, if you want to eat, you know, I brought you dried cherries to try
really
today.
Good too,
You can do fresh cherries. But for a lot of people, juice is just kind of an easier, more convenient way to get things. So cherries are definitely at the top of the list in terms of the healthiest red foods out there. I thought, it wouldn't hurt to touch on a few others that maybe people don't always think of. I don't know. With heart health, I do think a lot of people think of, and I know they're kind of an orangey red, but they think of tomatoes because of the lycopene. And again, we've known about that for a long time, and a really great way to get those potent manner is through like marinara. So those are great. But the other three on here are beneficial beyond the heart. And so while they are what we call cardioprotective.
cardioprotective.
Yes, and when that's great. To me, what's interesting is when they have the other kind of medicinal, it says medicinal properties. We would also use the word, they're just protective. They're protective to human health. So I thought it'd be good to go over those.
Yeah, well, let's do it. You know, you had cherries on the list, but what about pomegranate?
Pomegranate is one that I think a lot of people just kind of forget about, mainly because when you cut a pomegranate open, it's very funky looking.
It is funky looking. They taste good, though.
They do taste good, and when you do cut them open, you scoop those seeds out, and you eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's actually very easy. It's an easy thing to do. Most of my students, when they try them, are like, you kind of watch their face, and they're like, this isn't as funky as I thought it was going to be, and they're actually pretty tasty. And but they also do every one of these on here. So there's cherry, pomegranate, beetroot, and cranberry, and all of these are available locally in juice form, and so in organic juice form, which is very, very nice and very recommended. Pomegranate seeds, that kind of pulp, Very, very healthy. It says the main applications, well, the medicinal are the cardioprotective and antiseptic.
Okay.
And then it gives you the main applications, treating gastrointestinal problems and supporting cardiovascular health. So, and then it, those on all of these, the supportive compounds, I'm like, do not make me pronounce those because all of them are just a nightmare. If you're a chemistry freak, go look at the document. You'll have a fun time. But I am not even going to try to, I will butcher those names. But it does give a little paragraph on each, like the medicinal actions. It says the antioxidant, antiseptic compounds in pomegranate, and then it does list them, protect cells from oxidative damage, prevent the accumulation of arterial plaque, inhibit proliferation of virus and bacteria, and reduce inflammation in hemorrhoids and gum disease. So if that's not a plethora.
That is a bunch of good news right there.
Plethora of issues, yes. That, again, it helps protect against, and again, a lot of foods can be used as treatment. The one thing that always surprises my new majors the most is the day that I start to talk about that food is supposed to be medicine. It's supposed to be protective medicine, and it can be actually curative medicine. And just a lot of them, and this is just, I think, in America, as worldwide, you know, they just don't see food that way. I thought I was just supposed to enjoy food. Well, you are. I hope you do enjoy your food, but you got to look at what is this doing for me in terms of protecting my health and even helping to cure or just improve things that maybe are already going wrong.
And, you know, pomegranates in the Did You Know category down here on your handout.
Oh, yes.
Loaded with vitamins A, E, and C,
yep,
which is great for cardiovascular health. But improves absorption of iron.
Yes.
Making it a great option for treating and preventing anemia. Very important thing.
Amen. Very important. Very, very. Yeah, vitamin C is, you have to have it in order for the body to absorb iron. So, yeah, good find.
Yeah.
I totally overlooked that. So.
Nicely done. It's a great piece of information. We do have these. This handout is on the Dr. Jen page, KVOE.com. So, log on and follow along, but it's there for you to look at and read at your convenience. Let's talk about beetroot.
Yeah, beets.
You know, just the sound of it is not very appealing to me.
Root. Yes, beetroot. Beets are one of those things. I think some people like really like them. They do tend to get overlooked. This is the one that I don't do. I have quite a few friends, though, that and I follow, obviously, people online that take beet powder. And so, and they mix it in, you know, with different things like smoothies. But I'm not big on like just actual beets. just having
beets?
Those just fresh or whatever. But well, that's the other nice thing. On all of these, in the bottom, right before you get to the Did You Know thing, it says how to use it and like that it can be like on this one, raw, cooked, juiced, dried, powder, it can be pickled, liquid extract. And then it does indicate most of these come in capsule form. So if you're completely out on, you know, eating them or drinking them as a food or beverage. So that's kind of nice.
A lot of people use pickled beets, though.
Yeah, they do.
They're all over the place.
Yes, yeah. And I don't know. I should probably go back and give them another chance because my palate has changed considerably the older I get. So I surprise myself sometimes. Like I'll try something and be like, oh, I like that now. So, but the big things here, the medicinal are anti-inflammatory, which is always also going to help with heart health, and vasodilator. So both of those tie into heart health. But the main applications, reducing inflammation and promoting cardiovascular health. And then it gives, again, a name of a compound, and it says are strong antioxidant agents that protect the body from oxidative stress. So it's there again, helping reduce inflammation and crucial for fluids and electrolyte balance, which we've talked about on the show before. And studies suggest it can help enhance athletic performance. And then it says it has something that promotes blood vessel relaxation, lowered blood pressure, and better blood flow. So I could see with all of that why, I mean, those are selling points, you know,
indeed.
And why it would be a good option, especially for people maybe at high risk of cardiovascular issues. So
A lot of health benefits. Beetroot.
Yeah.
I'm not a big beet person either, but as you stated, haven't tried them in quite some time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They're just not, they're not common in restaurants. They're just not as common out there. So, and then the fourth one, the last one on the document, is one that I think a lot of people do have an idea on this one about the medicinal properties, and that is cranberry.
Okay.
Now, it's much like the cherry. It can be very tart, but the medicinal properties here are antibacterial and anti-ulcer. So the main applications, it says preventing and treating urinary infections and treating stomach ulcers caused by H. pylori, which is that bacteria. So this is one most, I think, most commonly consumed in juice form.
Yeah.
I think
of Ocean Spray here, Dr. Chan.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. There are lots of other brands. Ocean Spray is notorious for turning a perfectly healthy juice into a cocktail beverage, which means it's got, like, sugar and, or high fructose corn syrup and a bunch of other stuff thrown in. So definitely on all of these, look for, like I said, look, get organic if you can, and look for 100% juice. Because on any brand, when you see that word cocktail, it is code for we threw a bunch of other stuff in here that you don't really want or need. So look for that 100% juice. I know Walmart carries their generic brand of organic 100%, and it's like $4 for a pretty good sized bottle of it. So, and then the health food store, and you know, there's all sorts of places local that are going to carry good, clean, you know, brands of these that are a good option. So, yeah, but the cranberry, most of us hear about that one. I know I had to drink it growing up. When I was little, I'd get bladder infections, and you know, that's common with kids. It's common with old, it can happen to anybody, but that's a great way to get that bacteria out of your system. And it says they're thought to prevent urinary tract infection by preventing bacteria from attaching to the walls of the urethra and bladder. So that was my first experience just as a little, little person, you know, trying that. And it helped. So, yeah, really hope people will look into these. And again, the nice thing is so many different ways to get them. If you don't want them fresh, obviously like the pomegranate seeds, you know, the tart cherries, I was telling you, you took a bite of those cherries and you're like, whoa, those are tart.
Those are they taste good though. I mean,
yeah, they're good. And it really helps put them in with like a good trail mix, and it can kind of offset that, that tartness a little when you mix it with some other ingredients.
Well, you mentioned the cranberries, too. They come in capsule form. You can get that at Nature's Paradise. They have all kinds of that stuff there. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just look at the handout that Dr. Jen has provided us with, and all kinds of information on beetroot, cranberries, pomegranate, and cherries, too. So a lot of applications that that can help you. And it looks like many different ways, Dr. Jen.
Absolutely. And if these are even a little out there for you, like I said, fresh, we're going to get to, everyone's going to start growing their tomatoes here soon. And there's nothing better than a fresh tomato out of the garden. I like mine with cottage cheese and a little bit of sugar on top. But those fresh tomatoes, strawberries are a really, really good red food. They're full of antioxidants, good for heart health. And, you know, if people are picky taste wise, you know, with things like tartness, strawberries are very, very even. They're just very even keeled. So,
well, strawberry intake here in town was at an all time high here this past week because, you know, this week Granada had their chocolate dipped strawberries.
Oh my gosh. One of my coworkers brought in a whole platter and I was like, bless you. So, and they were dipped in the chocolate and they're so good. Yeah. Wonderful.
Nice touch there.
Yeah, she was very popular on Friday. So, but no, they're great. And dark chocolate, again, another one that's medicinal. So it's good for you. Now, you don't want to overdo it calorie-wise, but chocolate dipped strawberry is a great treat. It's just a health protective. If you're going to have a treat, that would be right there on the top of the list for what to have.
There you go. That's green lighted right there from, from Dr. Jen. We appreciate that. All kinds of great information here. So log on to KVOE.com and hop on the Dr. Jen page, and this will be there for you to read at your convenience anytime. So, yeah, good topic here today. That's interesting.
Yep.
Good red stuff.
Yeah, and if anybody has anything you want us to talk about, want us to cover, come March, give us some ideas. We've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
So we've covered a lot, and we've even, you know, gone back and revisited certain topics. But, and again, new information. You know, last month we covered kind of the update to the food guide pyramid and lots of new health information coming out. So we'll do our best to come up with something new and exciting and useful. So
give us a call here or text us 620-342-5863 or email kvoe@kvoe.com. Any suggestions? We'll put Dr. Jen to work. How about that?
Woohoo!
Yeah, Dr. Jen, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys.
Always a pleasure. Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, ESU, with her monthly visit here at KVOE. It's 8:40. This Winter Olympics update on KVOE brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number. And Planet Sub, from gold medals to great meals, Planet Sub.